I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. They are part of the coup. They're the people that seize the radio stations whenever there's a revolution in a South American country. It's too complicated of a story to do on radio. They won't understand it. They're tribbles, but I'll read the scripture. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away.
I mean, do you people tell Lilacs, ask Lilacs if that was good radio. It's too, Elijah Cummings, most of the country, they think he's an Old Testament prophet, all right? If you start talking about Lois Lerner, they think she's a character in the Superman comics. There is no way to make that story comprehensible. I covered it for the key ones. You got your bone.
Go away. Go away. Yeah, I led the third hour with that. Because of the coups outside my door. And this is the end of the Hugh Hewitt Show.
It's too complicated of a story to do on radio.
Great stuff, Katie. We'll keep checking over at townhall.com tonight at the tip sheet to see if you've got anything additional. Katie Pavlik breaking big news today. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
And now I also want to update you. Thank you, Katie. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has updated their story on the knife attack today at Franklin Regional Senior High School in Murrysville, Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh. 24 people were injured, at least one of them critically, when a teenager wielding 2 8-inch kitchen knives attack students. Emergency medical officers said 21 students, one security guard were stabbed. 2 students were injured in the aftermath, probably broken arms or legs or something, running away. The suspect is a 16-year-old sophomore taken into custody after being wrestled to the floor of a school and dismissed by a security guard and disarmed by a security guard and a school administrator. The youth was taken to Murrysville Police Station where he was questioned by officers and Westmoreland detectives and then taken to the hospital for minor injuries to his hand. After he was treated for his cuts, the suspect, dressed in a hospital gown and handcuffed, was returned to the police station. This evening, he was taken before District Judge Charles Conway in Export. Westmoreland County Sheriff Jonathan Hell described him as quiet, said the teen had not been talking to authorities since he was brought to the judge's office. He arraigned on 4 counts of attempted homicide, 21 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of possessing a prohibited weapon on school property. District Attorney John Peck said one person remained in critical condition tonight. There is a question about whether that person will survive. According to the criminal complaint, Murrysville Police Officer William Yakshi was working in his office in Franklin Regional at about 7:10 a.m. to before 10 a.m. Eastern time. Join us again next week for another edition of the Town Hall Weekend Journal.